Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Benetti. Welcome to our show, Second Sight NYC. It's Wednesday, March 9th, 2011. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm here with my co-host, psychic medium Chris George.
Psychic medium extraordinaire to you, Stephanie.
Oh, is it to me or is it to the world?
To the world.
Yeah, let's clarify that. So, Chris, you had something special.
You didn't even ask me how I'm doing.
Okay.
How are you? I'm doing okay, but I'm still a little bit under the weather. But I will give my best.
I've heard about
tonight.
This all day, folks.
And you did nothing to help me anyway.
All right, so...
Oh, we have something cool to do for everybody tonight. I'm not a big baby. Anyway, really, I'm not a baby. Anyway, we did a promo for UFO Paranormal Network because this show that we're doing tonight will air tomorrow on UFO Paranormal Radio, and it goes out to 110 cities plus all over the internet, and it's syndicated, and you know we're very proud of it. So we did a promo for them, and we're going to actually play it for you guys tonight. So hope you enjoy it.
Hit it.
Okay. Hi, I'm psychic medium Chris George.
And I'm Stephanie Benetti.
And we're Second Sight NYC, a psychic and paranormal radio show based out of New York City.
And Chris is a psychic that tells it like it is.
So if you want something sugar-coated,
just buy a donut.
Each week we'll have an interesting guest, and I'll do psychic readings and dream interpretations with a psychic twist.
We touch on all that is paranormal, from exorcism to ghost hunting.
From seances to passing spirits in the light.
Yeah, and sometimes Chris gets a little carried away.
But Stephanie's always there to reel me back in. We're making the unbelievable believable.
Join us.
All right, well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, so I'd like to thank our guest last week, which was Katie Boyd. She was a demonologist and a cult expert and an author of many books. She was a great guest. We received a lot of positive feedback. Very interesting, to say the least.
She was very interesting. You know, anytime I get to talk about demons and exorcists and...
Which will be tonight.
Which we will also be doing tonight. I love it. It gets my blood going. It gets my giddy up, like I said last week, and I just love it. I know this is going to be a great show tonight, too.
Okay, so like Chris mentioned, we're also on UFOParanormalRadio.com at 9 p.m. on Thursdays. And I'd like to mention that radio, internet radio station, has so many good shows.
Yeah, a lot of good shows, a lot of UFO shows and stuff like that. I believe we are the only paranormal and psychic show on the network, which we're pretty proud of, and we're getting like 8,000 or so downloads a week over there, so we're real proud of it. We're doing real well with them.
So let's talk about last night, dinner and the reading.
Yeah, last night I was part of a nice event at Bella Mama Rosa here in Staten Island, New York, and it was a dinner and a reading, and some great psychics were there. I'm part of a little psychic group now that we go out and do these events, and I'm proud to be part of that group. Fantastic psychics. Maybe we'll have a couple of them on the show here.
And also, if anyone's in this local area, they should contact us to know where you do these events because you'll be doing them more regularly. So
right, and the group is led by a woman named Joanne Vivarito. She's basically like a promoter. She does a fantastic job, great lady, and she did a great job last night also.
She certainly did. We have a super interesting agenda tonight. We have Jeffrey Seelman, and Jeffrey will be discussing exorcism. He's a teacher, a psychic, and he specializes in clearing and psychic protection. And we also have a case to discuss. We also have the person calling in on the line that we're going to have a conversation with. I'll read her mail, and then...
Right.
You guys,
this is an interesting show for me, too, because I basically do the same things that he does, to an extent. I don't know if we have the same techniques. I'm sure there are other techniques that people use in exercising spirit other than the way I do it, and I'm kind of interested to see how he goes about this.
So we'll also have some email readings tonight. If time permits, we'll take callers, and it really... becomes hard to do when we have such a packed agenda.
You're talking about for the reading, but we do have one caller that's going to...
We will take that one tonight for sure. And actually, tonight, we don't have any dream interpretations, so that segment will not be on this show. However, we'll be doing the rapid readings as usual, and then we have some events coming up that we want to discuss later on, which will be the old Bermuda Inn.
Yeah, we just picked that up, and for those of you in the New York area that know about the old Bermuda Inn, I don't think any paranormal group has ever been there. I tried to get in there about a year ago, and they kind of laughed at me, and then we actually did one of these big events last week there, and we actually got to speak to the owner, and he obviously liked us to the point where he says, you know what, you guys can come in and do it.
Yeah, just to mention, that's in Staten Island, New York, where we are located.
And there's a very famous place. If you look on the most haunted places in New York, the old Bermuda Inn is one of them. So it's going to be quite an event.
And then we'll also chat about the Shanley Hotel.
Yeah, I can't wait for that, but we'll talk about that later.
Right. So before we take our guest, which is Jeffrey Seelman, we are going to do an email reading.
Do I have to?
Well, you do, but before you do, I just want to talk about your website, which has been revamped for that matter.
Revamped. Stephanie really hooked it up. www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. Check it out. The homepage is kicking. The products page is kicking. I'm doing a special for the month. One email reading, one question, $5, which is a ridiculous price. But I'm kind of giving back right now, and hit me up. We're doing a lot of readings.
I hear your voices.
Yeah, but I'll fight through it. I'm a fighter.
Okay.
Listen, I fight demons. If I can't fight a little sore throat, what does that say about me?
This is true. So in the interim, you can always follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You just click follow. It'll let you know when a show is scheduled. And like I mentioned before, the U.S. Paranormal Radio will always show or play our archive the next day. And so our email reading, his name is Raji from Florida. I've been angry and judgmental lately. Help. So my question to you, Chris, is how can you actually read this when you really don't have much info to go on?
Well, I'll tell you this, it's not easy. And for all my psychic friends that are listening to the show right now, they can attest to that. If you get no information whatsoever and the person is in the front of you, you have to rely on your guides and your angels. And you just have to rely on them. And that's what I did. He basically put me to the test, and I basically put my guides to the test, and this is what they came up with. And I hope I'm on the money, and I stand by every one of my readings. So here we go, Raji. You need to lighten up and laugh at your mistakes. Stop taking yourself and life so seriously. When something or someone annoys you, don't lash out right away. Take a few seconds and calm down. Then talk about it instead of yelling. Spend some time in nature and make it a point to listen closely to all that you hear and think about what you don't hear. Try and be more flexible and willing to adjust your plans as needed. Rather than judge yourself on your errors and mistakes, look for what you learn from them. I feel like you're finding it difficult to accept what life has brought your way, and you feel victimized by these occurrences. You are not a victim. Things are happening because you're putting yourself in bad positions. Use better judgment, man. You need to find the smile that you lost. Stop taking life so seriously. I know I said that earlier in the reading, but I'm saying it again because it's very important for you. Smile, laugh, and joke around more. Remember, life doesn't need to be a job. You are allowed to enjoy it.
Okay.
That's my reading.
So hopefully it gets back to us. We always encourage the feedback, which we'll be getting to later on in the show.
I enjoy listening to myself.
I know, that's why you're losing your voice.
I think I talk too much.
Ask me how I feel about it. Okay, so like Chris mentioned, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. Chris has a special, $5, one email question.
What am I taking, a $5 reading? I mean, what's going on here? Is that like the recession special?
That's funny. Very funny guy.
I'm a funny guy.
And also UFOParanormalRadio.com. And Blog Talk Radio as usual. And I'm going to take Jeffrey Seelman on the line with us. And Jeffrey?
Hi, Stephanie. Oh. Hi, Chris. How are you tonight?
We are great.
Yeah, we're doing really good. I'm really excited about this show because, like I said earlier, the two of us have a lot in common. Even though we've never met, we do a lot of the same things. I'm sure we have different techniques, which is what I think is going to make the show really great tonight because we'll discuss, like, the differences in what we do. Steph, ask him his first question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always say to our guests, you know, let's talk about yourself, where are you from, how long you've been doing this, and just the basics. I like to put the framework up for our listeners to know who we're talking to and what their background is. So,
Jeffrey, the floor is yours.
My name is Jeffrey Seelman. I am a professional psychic and a practicing exorcist. I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the United States, and currently I am living in Wisconsin and practicing my business all around the world, helping people. I clear people and property of negative emotional energies and attacking spirits. I also teach a course in the art of psychic protection at the International Metaphysical University, which is a state-of-the-art university, lots of great instructors over there. And I also teach people how to clear their own home and businesses of all things negative.
That's fantastic because, you know, there's a difference between exorcism and space clearing. And a lot of times people will tell me, oh, my God, Chris, I need an exorcism. And I'm like, well, let me go check this out. And I get there, and by no means do they need an exorcism. They just need a space clearing. And to me, there's a very distinct difference between the two. Do you agree with that?
I do, Chris. Here's how it works. Every one of us generates emotional energy. Every single living person generates emotional energy. Every spirit generates emotional energy. Every alien generates emotional energy. Emotional energy is something that most of us cannot see, but we can feel. We all have had experiences of walking into an environment, into a room, into somebody's home or a shop, and getting some kind of feeling from the environment that this place feels good, this place does not feel so good. And what we're picking up on, Chris, is emotional energy. So we don't see it, but we can feel it. And some of us are more sensitive than others to it. And it can accumulate in our living and working environments and shopping environments and can cause all sorts of negative things to happen.
Right, you know what I call those energetic imprints. I believe that people's bad energies can be left behind, and they're like imprinted in a space, and those many times are the energies that need to be cleared, which I kind of feel that's pretty much what you're saying. So I have to say that we pretty much agree with each other.
Yeah, and it's also worth mentioning that the people that are not knowledgeable in this subject do not really notice where this is coming from.
Right. Well,
You might feel it. Right. You might just sense it, but because you're not aware, you're not knowingly thinking to yourself, "There's something negative here." You're just feeling it emotionally.
Right. And most people aren't sensitive anyway. You know, a lot of people. The big thing right now is everybody is psychic. The whole world thinks that they're psychic, and the truth is, they're not. You know, but that doesn't mean that they can't feel energies. I also feel that people can learn how to feel energy, and I I teach that in psychic development.
I'm curious to see what Jeffrey's opinion is on that.
Do you think that people can actually learn to feel different energies? Now, I believe yes, and I do teach it in my psychic development classes. Do you feel that people can actually be taught how to feel energies and to distinguish between the different types of energies?
Well, I think it's a good point. Some people can and some people can't. All of us essentially are spirits. Now, I'm talking about my opinion here, that we are all spirits, and all spirits communicate telepathically. That would be considered to be psychic in nature. But while we are here in the physical world, we do get distracted and clogged up, full of different kinds of energies, and not all of us are really paying attention to all of the different signals and perceptions that are available to us. So not everybody would really be considered to be psychic at the present time, but eventually they will. And I just want to answer that last question about where emotional energy comes from. It comes from the past and the present. Most homes and businesses have had previous occupants. And as you mentioned, impressions left in the environment, that can happen over a period of time. years, decades, even centuries. So these things can accumulate, can build up in environments. Most of us live in homes where other people have lived before, and so we all generate emotional energy, and that can accumulate, and so it can be a buildup of many, many people generating emotional energy and that imprint, that impression, as you said, being left in the environment. So, you know, the question is, you know, who's been sleeping in our bedroom? How many people have slept in our bedroom? How many people have eaten in our kitchens? Lots of people, probably, and they've left emotional
right.
energy, and we're living in it.
You're right, and I think it's important to say that, I mean, people don't know who's been in their homes and in those rooms, and I'm a firm believer that people, the majority of the people that have the problems with demon attack and stuff like that are people that are emotionally weak, people that are alcoholics, drug addicts, highly stressed people that have many anxieties, and those imprints that are left behind that are very, very powerful. And what do you think about that?
Every one of us has a natural protection system. It's called the aura. The aura is not just a bunch of pretty lights. It is a natural protective shield that is generated by our spirit, and it's meant to protect us from emotional energy attacks and energetic attacks by living people and spirits. And certainly substance abuse is one thing that can weaken our energy fields and allow for attacks by negative spirits, and also negative energy that we can pick up from environments, relationships, and also where we work.
Right. Now, I'm happy you said that, because I actually brought this up to our guest last week, who I liked a lot. Her name was Katie Boyd, and I thought she was a very good guest. But she kind of didn't agree with me at all on that point. And to tell you the truth, I found it hard to understand how she couldn't agree with me.
Well, it seems very fundamental.
I think
that
so.
If you're weak in any way,
and
that you would be susceptible to.
But and the reason I say this, Jeffrey, is because I've done, 63 exorcisms to date. Okay, and for the most part, most of the people that I've dealt with have had, you know, either severe alcohol problems, they were drug addicts, and stuff like, on different types of heavy medications, depressants, whatever, and. I mean, it just seems natural to me that that has to be a big part of why things are happening to them. I mean, and obviously you at least somewhat agree with me. My guest last week didn't really agree with me. It just didn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Well, they also attack psychics. They attack families. They attack
right.
the fabric of families. They attack businesses. And they attack people who don't have mental issues or substance abuse problems. The goal usually of a negative spirit is to affect the victim on an emotional level, to amplify their angers, to amplify fears, any kind of feelings of worthlessness, depression, that kind of thing. So there are two reasons for the attacks, and they're carried out by not only negative spirits, which essentially are negative people who are dead, but also demonic spirits being the counterpart of angels. I'd like to say a little bit more about that. It's not just angels that have gone bad, but the idea that demonic spirits are more powerful than the average negative spirit. And it's something we have to be very careful of. They are around. They're not quite as common as negative spirits. But we know there are a lot of negative people in our physical world, and those people don't necessarily change when they die. Negative spirits are essentially negative people who are dead and continue to do negative things.
You know what I have to tell you, Jeffrey, I'm liking you more and more as you speak, because you're basically saying a lot of the things that I believe in that I actually teach. So,
which make a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Someone in the chat room is mentioning, her name is Stacy, about depression. being a big factor, and
absolutely.
I have to agree with that.
Absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt.
It weakens you.
It's true, Stephanie, you know, that depression, many psychologists believe, is essentially anger turned inwards, and it does weaken our energy fields, and negative spirits do not play fair. So they do attack people who are thinking on a negative level about themselves, and there's usually a weakness in some part of the energy field. And here's the problem. We can't normally see our own energy fields, but spirits can see our energy fields on a visual level. So they know where our weak spots are, and they know where to send their negative thoughts in the form of energy, emotional energy, where to send those thoughts through in order to make us think that they're our own thoughts. So they do attack people who have depression issues. And so I also deal with people who have depression. And so it's real important that we do try to strengthen our energy fields. And that's going to also help with depression, because when we are depressed, energy is traveling inward, sort of like a black hole. And we need to push that energy out and keep our shield strong.
Right. Right. I agree with you completely.
So Jeffrey, let's talk about exorcisms. And I always like to start with the 101 of everything. I always assume, you know, someone doesn't have a definition, they would like one, and, you know, from the beginners to the experts, I always like to know what someone's definition of something is before we discuss it. So if you could just give us your definition, what do you deem to be an exorcism? We would
exorcism love that. Is essentially the banishment of a negative or evil spirit, or the separation of a negative or evil spirit from another person's energy field or from their living or working environment. So it is a ritual command. In order to perform an exorcist has to command that spirit to leave. It's not a matter of talking that spirit out of, getting out of somebody's home. Very often in an exorcism, the spirit has so connected themselves with the victim that actually their energy fields have intertwined. So there's a deep connection that has to be severed in order for an exorcism to occur.
Right. You know, let me ask you something. Do you believe in the way the Catholic Church performs exorcisms?
I do. The Catholic rite of exorcism is very old, very powerful, and can be very successful, and has been successful in so many different cases. So it does work. And there are many, many different ways to exorcise a spirit from a home or from a person's energy field. There's no one right way to do it, but I certainly have a lot of respect for the Catholic rite of exorcism. They've been doing it a long time.
You would agree that that is just one avenue, then?
Absolutely, Stephanie. That is
okay.
Not one avenue. I do not perform the Catholic rite of exorcism. I have my own
You have your own stuff.
I have
We're going to get into
sure.
that because I think that's important, because I have to say I kind of disagree with you a little bit on that, because, like I said, I've done 63 now, and I've gone to places where people have had priests come in and do the whole Catholic exorcism, and I am also Catholic myself. I just need to let people know that. And where priests have gone in and done the whole Catholic form of the exorcism, and it hasn't worked. Okay, and that's why I just have a couple months ago they had this big thing where they were teaching priests how to do exorcisms, and I was thinking, you know what, I personally have not seen the Catholic form of the exorcism work, and obviously you have, because you know you're saying that you have, and I respect that, but I personally with my own eyes have not seen that technique work, and I've done a lot of exorcisms after priests have done them
Right, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't work.
That's right. I agree with that. In my experience, maybe it's been 6 or 7 times, but they haven't worked. Well, what's your technique of doing the exorcism? And then we'll talk a little bit about my technique.
Well, first let me say that the real Catholic exorcists don't really talk a lot about their particular cases that they take. But I do agree with you, Chris, that many clients have come to me and said they've had a Catholic priest come into their home and do some things, and that it has not worked. And then they call me. Now,
right. What
I found is that usually the people who the priests that go into the home, they're a legitimate Catholic priest, but they're not exorcists. So they
right.
go into the home and bless the home, and they throw around some holy water, and then they leave.
Right.
And it's not surprising that it doesn't work, because it takes more than that to do an exorcism.
Right.
So
absolutely.
There's a big difference between a Catholic exorcist and a Catholic priest that would come to bless the home and maybe do a little bit of something, and that very often does not work. So I agree with you that there's a problem there. But the Catholic rite of exorcism is actually very powerful, and I believe that does work when it's done properly by people who have a skill at exorcism.
Okay, fair enough. If you believe it, I believe it too. I would just like to see it with my own eyes. You know, I'm one of those people, like the people from Missouri, you got to show me. And being a psychic, I get that thrown at me all the time. Oh, you're a psychic, show me. I would love to be part of an exorcism where it's done the Catholic way, where I'm not actually doing it, I'm just there, maybe assisting or something, and I would love to actually see it work, because if it did work, you know, I would incorporate that into the way I do my exorcisms a little bit, if it would make it easier, because, you know, doing an exorcism is not an easy thing, and it can be very taxing on somebody. For somebody like me, the way I do it is I actually channel the spirit that's being exercised, and you know, I've been ridiculed for the way I do it, but you know what? I've done 63 of them, and 63 of them have been successful. So that's why I would argue with anybody that says that, you know, the way I do it is wrong. Maybe it's not the safest way, but for whatever reason, it's worked for me up until now. So if the Catholic way is a better way, I'm not going to say it's a better way. If the Catholic way maybe would help me in the way I do my exorcism, I would be very willing to learn it, you know?
And the only people who can do the Catholic rite of exorcism properly and really have the authority to do that are Catholic exorcists. So independent exorcists like you and I are going to use our own skills and abilities and our own connections to higher spirits, what some people call deities. So I am not saying that the Catholic rite of exorcism is more powerful than other forms of exorcism. I'm just saying that it's very old, and if done properly, has been shown and proven to work. But that's not usually the case of people who call me. They've not really been gone through a Catholic rite of exorcism, but really just called their local parish, and the local priest has come out and done some very simple things like use holy water, or in some cases of even run out of the house without doing anything at all, and that's when they call them. So they've done some things wrong too, but I'm certainly not going to cut down Catholic exorcists, but sometimes I'm a little concerned about Catholic priests who try to do exorcisms and don't really have the skill or authority in order to carry that out.
Right. You know, I think you're a very smart man, I have to tell you. I want to know what your technique specifically is.
Sure. And I will say this, Chris. It's different in every single exorcism that I perform. I work with people from all different religions. And here's how I work it. If I can, I like to start out with a little bit of incense. I like to use frankincense. Occasionally I've used sage. Some places I can't do those things because of sophisticated smoke alarm systems or whatever.
Right.
But what I do is that I was born with psychic ability. I have the ability to see spirits. I am very well connected with a group of exorcists on a non-physical level. So essentially some spirits that help me with my projects. I have learned to confront negative spirits, and through the ritual command, through using the power, force of energy, and my authority that has been granted to me in order to deal with negative spirits, banish negative spirits from environments, and also separate. First, I have to see them visually see a spirit in the home, or that they've been in the home, and follow them back to where they've been, or see that a spirit is somehow intertwined or deeply connected to a person's energy field, and I use different kinds of non-physical energies to separate one spirit from another. Because a rule is essentially one spirit in a body. If there's a second spirit, then there's something going on, and there's some kind of attack going on usually.
Right.
And so separate the spirits. I banish spirits from the environment. And also I have found in the 20 years that I've been doing this that there's usually a lot of emotional energy or negative emotional energy involved in this as well, involved in the environment. A lot of negative emotional energy in the environment, which thickens the environment sort of like a soup thickener, and allows a negative spirit to be more effective in the attack. So it's easier to transmit emotional energy. It's easier to transmit telepathic energy, and also carry out telekinetic activity when the atmosphere of the environment has been thickened by negative emotional energies.
Right. I have to tell you, you're saying a lot of very good things, and I know the people listening to the show are really getting educated right now, and I appreciate that. You're doing a great job. You know what I have to say? We have Rob Lynn on the line, and Rob Lynn is somebody who contacted me, and she was having a problem, and I have since sent you the email that she sent me, and she's actually on the on our switchboard. We're going to read her email, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. I also have to say, you're so interesting that we have probably another 10 or 12 or 15 questions for you, and I don't even know that we're going to actually get to all of them tonight. I'm going to have to definitely have you on the show again, if that's okay with you.
I'd be happy to anytime. I think it's a wonderful show, and I think you two are doing a great job at really informing the public. And so, yes, let's get to it.
And specifically, for the future, if we don't get to it tonight, I'd like to discuss the topic of psychic protection. And I do believe
very important.
There is a huge audience out there that
there is
interested in that
I
topic.
Agree.
But I'm going to read Robin's mail right now, and then we'll have a discussion. We'll bring her on the line. And I know she's had some updates, and she's reached out to other folks on Facebook. I've seen this. And we'll see what the current state is. However, this is how her mail goes. I have had a serious issue that's going on with my oldest son. He's 26, and he's being terrorized by a succubus. It started about 4 years ago with him waking up with passion marks on his neck and being physically touched in private areas while asleep. It stopped for about 2 years, but now it has started up again with a vengeance. It has shown itself to him at night during assault and in his car while driving. It is also scratching and doing haunting-like things to his live-in girlfriend. It whispers in his ear, and he is awake, and unfortunately, I've had a female entity do the same to me at my home as we live in different cities. I've been haunted for the last 4 years and have had paranormal team come in and document the evidence of this. This also started with him. I'd like to know if there's anything we can do to stop the succubus from continuing its reign of terror on my son and his girlfriend. I'm desperate. Please help. Which It's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's very intense, you know, and it's not unlike, you know, most of the exorcisms that I've dealt with over the last, you know, 10 years or however long I've been doing it. And it's sad when you read a quote, something like that, because somebody like that, she had the courage and the wherewithal to reach out to somebody.
Well, and also the knowledge to know exactly what's going on.
Right, because, and you could talk about this a little bit, Jeffrey, before we bring on the line. A lot of people, stuff like this happens to them, but they think they're crazy, so they don't talk about it, and they wind up living with this. And that just drives me crazy. And the fact that this woman was smart enough to actually reach out just shows me that, you know, she is a smart woman. What do you think about that?
I think it's true, and some people are crazy and some people are not. Not all people who feel
right.
that they're being attacked are being attacked. But let's just assume, and when I talk to Robin, I'll see if I can get some information from her and some impressions as well, because I am a professional psychic as well. But first of all, let's look at the reality of the situation. Everybody who's dead is a spirit. And
right.
some spirits are very powerful. Now, spirits do not have any physical organs. Some spirits feel more female than male, but actually there are no body parts or no internal organs. So spirits are not male or female. So there really is not a lot of difference between an incubus and a succubus. And so the idea
right.
is that it's more about the attack on the victim in order to get the perception across that there is a female spirit that is harassing a male person, in this case also the guy's girlfriend. These things do happen. When
right.
we are sleeping, we are also sending out a portion of our consciousness. We do interact with people who are sleeping as well. We do interact with spirits. Sometimes in our dreams, we can actually connect with positive and negative spirits. Negative spirits meaning spirits with bad intentions, and actually draw them back into our physical reality. Although they are not physical, they can come close to us, and they do communicate on a telepathic level. And when the wind is right, meaning that there's a lot of emotional energy in the atmosphere, sometimes they can even produce something close to sound and make things move in a room. All sorts of things can happen if the spirit is very powerful. But these things do happen. They do attack people. The goal is usually to scare them, to amplify their fears and angers. There's as many reasons for attacks as there are spirits who carry out these attacks. Because
right.
One of the questions I get very often is, why do they do this? Well, you know, scientists spend millions of dollars figuring out why criminals attack innocent people. Why do they do that? Well, it's not always for money and, you know, greed. Sometimes it's sadistic. Sometimes spirits attack people just to see how they can affect people. So it's very believable that people get attacked because there are essentially more spirits out there than living people. There are more dead people than living people. And the
right.
only thing that happens when people die is we drop our physical bodies. Our personalities remain. And people with miserable personalities continue to have miserable personalities are suddenly not going to see the light when they die. There's no reason to, and very often they continue to do negative things. I think what we have
right.
here, what we're talking about, is probably a demonic spirit, which is a very
Absolutely.
Powerful spirit, and is attacking this person and the girlfriend. And these things do happen, and there's a number of different ways in order to prevent these things from happening in the future.
You know what, Jeff? Jeffrey, we only have about 8 minutes. So what I want to do is bring Robin on the line, which we have on the line right now, and let's give her 8 minutes of our time or 7 minutes of our time and try and help her the best we can over the phone. How about that?
Robin, you're on the line with us.
Yes, I am. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hi, Rob.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very
our
welcome.
Our pleasure.
Talk to us. Let us help you the best we can.
Okay. Well, I'll start from now backwards. Just the other night, my youngest son, my husband, and I were in my bedroom, and this is a new place that I just moved in the suburbs of Phoenix, and we heard water running in another room, in a bathroom. No one else was in the house. My son went in there to turn it off, and it turned itself off. That happened a few years ago, and that was my first sign I was having problems then. Then the night before that, I hear a knock on my bedroom door. I know everyone in the house is asleep. My husband and I were up. The door, someone actually knocks, it opens, and no one's there.
Can I ask you a question? When this is happening, do you get a bad feeling or just that there's spirit there? Because there is a difference between good spirit and bad spirit. Do you get a bad feeling when this is happening?
To be honest, I don't get any feelings now because I live with it on a constant basis. It started about 4 years ago, and I was terrified. I thought I was losing my mind. I was ready to commit myself. I was hearing voices. I was seeing things. Things were moving. It was actually terrifying me and feeding off of my fear. It did start with my oldest son. I had various paranormal groups come in, but one in particular, TAZPS here in Arizona, they did multiple investigations. Some of their investigators were attacked. They do have a website with evidence.
Yes. Can I ask you a question? After they did the investigation, did the attacks get a little bit worse?
Yes, and during the investigations, they did. And when, you know, they did things to try to clear it, blessings, to no avail. They recommended an exorcism. I could never find anyone who would come and do it.
Okay.
I ended up moving 3 or 4 times, and over the years, after I wasn't scared anymore, I just thought, well, maybe I'm a person now that can hear them and see them from time to time.
Yeah,
so I've been living with that feeling.
Just because you can hear them, see them, doesn't give them the right to touch you, to do stuff like that.
Well, scare you.
Yeah, because when you say that that's crossing the line, Jeffrey, once spirit actually starts physically harming you, they've now crossed the line?
Well, I think, you know, certainly we have multiple reports of something happening in, if I understand it, different homes. And so we have positive spirits and negative spirits. And it's not like an electrical charge. We're talking about spirits with good intentions and spirits with bad intentions. And spirits with good intentions are not going to do anything to scare you. They're not
to
knock on your door. They're not going to produce sounds that frighten you. They're not going to attack your son or the girlfriend in any way. You'll get positive feelings, sort of like the warm fuzzies when a good spirit or guide is around. So essentially what it sounds like to me is that we have at least one negative spirit that is following you around from place to place and attacking you. And so what is the solution? The solution, of course, is some kind of energy work in order to get rid of whatever is bothering you. And also, I think that learning how to protect yourself is something that not only you can do, but also your son, girlfriend, and just about anybody. We should all learn how to protect ourselves because there's a large unseen world out there. So energy work, whether, you know, done, Chris can help. Stephanie, myself, somebody can help you with this problem and to get rid of what is attracted to you. Something is following you around and attacking you and scaring you and also members of your family, from what I understand and what I'm reading here, because I'm reading the email as well. And so they're not good. So we know that they're not. This is not a positive spirit or spirits. It's something negative, and they seem to have it in for you. And they can follow us from home to home, and they do. They can follow us home from the store. Spirits can go wherever they want to go. And they come close to
been my job as well.
Sure. They can go wherever they want to go, and they're not physical. And
they
can only interact
with where they can go.
Yeah. They can go, you know, they come close to the physical world, and what they do is they attack us on an emotional level, and even by producing sounds and feelings those are still affecting us on an emotional level. And the goal is usually to frighten us and to stop us from doing something that we're supposed to be doing, stop us from our path.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
And they'll do it by any means necessary.
It says things. The latest, see I'm not going to say frightened, but what alarmed me this time is that I've always been the one that can hear it, okay? Now everyone in my family, they can hear them. They'll come into they'll hear, like, in their ear, hey, or
well,
shut
know,
up.
It takes a lot of energy for a spirit to be heard. I mean, an awful lot of energy. So that, what that tells me, and the fact that it's actually touching you and scaring you the way it is, you got a bad spirit there, and that's going to have to be dealt with. I think, personally, space clearing will help. Do I think it'll fix the problem? Absolutely not. I don't know if you agree with that, Jeffrey. Because from what it sounds like to me, this is something that would require exorcism. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree, Chris. I also agree with your statement that it takes a lot of energy to produce sound, especially sounds that many people hear or multiple people hear. This is going to require some energy work. I think that wherever you're living probably needs to be cleared of negative emotional energy. There could be some emotional energy from previous occupants or present occupants that is allowing some of this activity to occur on a grander scale. Of course, it's following you to work. That's a problem as well. I think you need to learn the art of psychic protection. I'd be willing to help you with that. Just contact me. Contact Chris. Chris is also good at doing this. It's important that this problem is taken care of. I don't think it's going to go away. I think you are certainly a target. I don't want you to be frightened, because the power of good spirits are far more powerful than the power of bad spirits. You just need some help.
I'm not frightened at all.
Don't be frightened. But one thing I want to mention, what I find the difference between the good spirit and the bad spirit is, the good spirit energy stays around for a longer period of time. The negative energy of spirit is very powerful, but they're in bursts. They can't be, in my experience, they're not sustained for, like, long periods of time.
Well, they can't endure.
Right, they're more in bursts. So what Jeffrey's saying about not being scared, that's very hard for you to do, to not be scared. But I agree with him. You have to somehow find the inner fortitude to keep yourself calm, because the energy feeds off of fear. So that's very important.
That.
Right. Ground.
And for
right.
Your son to know.
Grounding as well, right? I mean,
well, always ground yourself, absolutely. Jeffrey mentioned frankincense and sage. I also want to mention, I mentioned it on most of my shows, to me, one of the most powerful things, and this was taught to me by one of my mentors, Marilyn, is orange peel. You get orange peel, you scoop out all the white, and you dry it out, and you burn that in place of sage and frankincense, and it's actually more powerful for whatever reason. And my mentor tells me it's because it's a very yang thing, and it's grounding and whatnot. And I'm not going to say that that's the absolute reason. I don't know why it works, but being as sensitive to energy, and when I work with sage and when I work with the orange peel, to me the orange peel works far better. So I would suggest that you, when you do any clearing for yourself, always use that orange peel. It does work. And I don't know if you know about that little technique, Jeffrey, but that was taught to me by a feng shui expert, and it's been around for many, many years, but people just don't really know about it. But I'm here to tell you it absolutely works. It's something you should think about doing.
Thank
There's lots
you.
Of different things that can really help here. And here's the two things that I can do. It's the last resort. I prefer doing exorcisms in person, but I sometimes can't be everywhere. I am able to send a portion of myself out to wherever I have to. I usually talk to the client on the phone, but I can possibly stop this attack from happening in the future and get these spirits out of your life by doing some energy work through distance. Also, I'd like to send you my protection exercises, which are very powerful, and also home clearing techniques so you can maintain the clarity of your home and also protect yourself at work. So I think it's going to require some energy work here from a practicing exorcist, whether it be Chris or myself. I think some kind of direct intervention is required in order to get rid of this problem. And so I'd be happy to help if you contact me.
Yeah, which I'm going to mention, because I don't think at this point we have enough time to, obviously, I wish we had another hour, right?
This is just too good. But
what I'm going to recommend is for Robin to friend you, Jeffrey, on Facebook, and then we can go from there. And which just takes me into, Jeffrey has a radio show, and I know you have a lot of things going on, and I just want to bring those topics up, and then we can let everyone know how to get in touch with you, Jeffrey. We can, combine the links to Robin and
Robin. I'm sorry that we have to cut this off now. I just have to get to the end of the show, but I want to help you, and I obviously Jeffrey wants to help you. So I want you to connect with Jeffrey. It's Jeffrey Seelman. You'll see him on my Facebook page. You could friend
him.
Right.
Jeffrey, why don't you mention your website and how to get in touch with you, and how to contact you, what you prefer, what your preferences are, and we'll go from there for all the listeners, for that matter.
Fastest way for anybody to get a hold of me is to go directly to my website, which is starclear.com. Just as it sounds, starclear.com, all one word. And so if you look me up in a search engine, you can find me as well, Jeffrey Seelman, or punch in StarClear, StarClear. You will find out everything you need to know about me and contact information, and I'm very easy to get a hold of. I do have a radio show on mornings as well. So
you're also our friend on Facebook, and anyone can look up under Second Sight Para, which is our entity for the show. However, under my name or Chris's name, Chris George Cirillo or Stephanie Benetti, you could always find Jeffrey Seelman and friend him from there as well. And I'd like to thank you very much, Jeffrey, for coming on. And Robin, we'll be in touch, and we'll be talking to you.
And we will help you, Robin.
And thank you so very much. I can't thank you enough.
You're very welcome. And Jeffrey, I'm gonna touch base with you within the next couple of days, because I want to book you on the show again. You need to come back on, because we barely even scratched the surface of what I want to talk about.
Right, in particular, the psychic protection, which I think is actually really relevant. I wish we had more time tonight, because it would really put things into context and what we were talking about.
And Jeffrey, you were absolutely a fantastic guest, and I'm always partial to the guests who kind of think like me. I'm sorry, I just do. But I really like you, and I know that the people in the chat room are loving you. And this is going to be like part one of a quite a few part series, maybe two or three or four. I don't know. I just see you coming on the show quite often, and you're a great guest, man. Really appreciate it.
Chris, I can tell an exorcist. And I have a lot of respect for you. I can tell that you know what you're doing, and it's just a pleasure to meet you and talk with you. It really has been. And Stephanie, also the same thing, just a pleasure to talk to you. It's been great being on your show. I'd love to come back. Just talk to me. Call me anytime. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
We'll certainly be in touch, and especially in this case. And then we'd like to give our listeners an update as to what actually happens
from this. And not only that, but I would just throw this out there. I have a couple more seconds. Jeffrey, I would love to work an exorcism with you sometime. If we can ever work it out to where we can do an exorcism together, and I would love to do that. So I'm just throwing that out there. And what's that?
I think it would be just great to do that, Chris. It'd be an excellent idea. It's very important to band together against an awful lot of negative spirits out there that are harassing a lot of people. So definitely, let's get together and let's do it.
Okay, so we'll all be in touch. Thanks for coming on, and we'll speak with you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Night.
Bye, Robin.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was an excellent interview. I know, I know, I know.
Yes, that was an excellent. He's an awesome
I feel captain. Under pressure here. We have a lot of things to talk about.
And only 5 minutes to do it.
I know, and I'm going to actually speak fast. And like I mentioned earlier, you can always contact us on Facebook under Second Sight Para. And we can't always get to callers. And I see the switchboard has so many people. But you can always contact us on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, under my name or Chris's name. We appreciate everyone who's listening. And Chris has his $5 reading special on the website, which is www.secondsightnyc.web.com.
And, of course, we're based out of New York City, just so you all know.
And I just want to do one more reading because I know someone's waiting for it. And it goes like this. It said, Chris, what do you see happening in my future, career-wise, relationship-wise? Thank you, and by the way, I love your show.
Oh, that's very nice. That's Charlene?
And that was Charlene.
Okay, here we go. Charlene, I see a lot good coming your way this year. I feel June will be a big month for you. A new relationship is right around the corner. This will really brighten up your outlook on things. I feel this is something you really need in your life. Don't be swayed by an ex trying to work his way back into your life. He's not the one. This may shock you a bit, but I see a certain female friend that is attracted to you, but doesn't make it obvious. I see you in a career that revolves around children. You are refined and good at what you do. You seem to just have a knowing about things. You're down to earth and very diplomatic. I see you working hard this year, and you finally escaping the quicksand that you've been stuck in.
Okay.
And there you go. I mean, I know I read that kind of fast, but we're running out of time.
I know. Talk about rapid fire, which we will get to. I think we have a moment. I'm going to read some feedback from last week. I don't know if I'm going to get to all the feedback from last week. So it was from Anthony from Indiana. He was stuck in a rut. He didn't know what to do. He wants to quit his job and start something new. And he basically came back and said, Chris, you said to do something out of the ordinary. What? He didn't mention he was an accountant, and he was considering opening Gentleman's Club.
Nice.
My brother-in-law is opening a club, and he asked me to be a partner. You told me to embrace the extraordinary, and I'm going to do it. If you're ever in Indiana, please get in touch. I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
I'll make sure you have the time of your life. All right. I'm not reading this stuff anymore.
I'm thinking
anymore.
This guy, too.
Okay. So that was some feedback from last week, and you need to do your rapid reading.
Yeah, because I don't have much time. Okay,
okay,
here we go. To Alex from South Beach, losing weight is doing wonders for you. Now you just need to work on the whole mama's boy thing. To Frank from Jerome Street, I see a new activity for you, ghost hunting. To JB from the island, a night out with some new friends could be a lot of fun. Don't wear Argyle. To Joanne V from Farrell, very prosperous year ahead for you and the people that you're working with. To Jamie with the quintuplets, your father's around you every day. And when you're feeling sad, he wants you to remember these words. Jamie, what's your last name? To Mary from Toronto, your sister is angry at you because you're nasty. Stop being a hypocrite. To Meryl from the Garden of Eden, remember, just because someone has the word shaman or master in front of their name doesn't mean that they're the end-all and be-all as teachers. To Mary from Portland, sorry my reading was completely accurate. I wish I was wrong. Good luck to you, and let me know how things work out. To Jenny from Jersey, your gift is your thoughtfulness. That light that surrounds you is your lovely aura. To Martin from Manhattan, I see a great trip for you in April. Bring your pendulum. And to Alex from Tottenville, I see you having to face confrontation. This won't be easy for you. Bam! Rapid fire reading. How about that?
I'm telling you, you just had a whole show just in that one conversation. Okay, so we've executed a psychic dinner at the Old Bermuda Inn, which we will have an investigation coming. And we have a lot of the Shanley Hotel in Upanock, New York, coming up.
We have two spots open for that, by the way.
And then we have a Staten Island house, which we'll have to talk about next time. But, Chris, I know you have a message. Please.
Yes, and I only have 60 seconds to give it, so here we go. Don't believe in anything simply because you have heard it. Don't believe in anything simply because it is spoken and rumored by many. Don't believe in anything simply because it is found written in your religious books. And don't believe in anything merely on the authority of your teachers and elders. However, if your own observation and analysis, if you find that something agrees with your reasoning and you are confident that it benefits one and all, then accept it and live up to it. Whatever course you decide upon, there is always someone to tell you that you are wrong. There are always difficulties arising that tempt you to believe your critics may be right. believe and act as if the impossible, as if it were impossible to fail.
Awesome. So we'll be back next week. It'll be March 16th, 2011. We'll have Michael Graham, and he is an expert on angels and the invisible world. You could always follow us on
Blog Talk. And he's an all-around great guy, by the way.
You can always follow us on Blog Talk Radio. In the interim, check us out on the website, www.secondsightnyc.web.com. And check out our videos, EVPs, pictures, everything.
And we're out here making the unbelievable believable. May the spirits guide you.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.